Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available to you online. We have a good time there
we do.
On the
it's
website
fun.
And the blog. NPR.org/Bryant Park. Hey, everybody. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin, filling in for Luke Burbank. Coming up, Indian filmmaker Meera Nair talks about bridging the gap between Hollywood and Bollywood. We'll hear about that in a few minutes. But first, let us go to today's headlines from Matt Martinez.
This is NPR.
Thank you, guys, and good morning, everyone. Officials from more than 40 nations are in Annapolis, Maryland today. The goal is to start the first Israeli-Palestinian peace talks in 7 years. President Bush spoke to the gathering at a dinner last night.
We've come together this week because we share a common goal. Two democratic states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace and security.
President Bush said in remarks prepared for delivery today at the Annapolis conference that the time is right to relaunch Mideast peace talks because a battle is underway for the future of the Middle East. Major obstacles, though, for the envoys there. Some Arab diplomats are reluctantly attending the meeting. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister is only doing so on the condition that he not have to shake hands with the Israelis. Washington Redskins safety Sean Taylor is dead one day after being shot at his home. A spokesman for the family said he died at about 5:30 this morning. The 24-year-old lost a significant amount of blood because a bullet damaged his femoral artery. Police are still investigating the shooting as a possible armed robbery. American troops in Iraq have killed at least 5 people in vehicles today trying to drive through roadblocks. The military says 2 people were killed in Baghdad and 3 others died in a shooting about 155 miles north of the capital. Michael Vick's lawyers are in court today, but he isn't. He's in jail after pleading guilty to federal dogfighting conspiracy counts. His lawyers are in court today to fight state dogfighting charges. They say they'll fight them because he cannot be convicted of the same crime twice. Steve Fawcett's wife says that she wants him to be declared dead. Peggy Fawcett says she believes that her millionaire adventurer husband was killed in a plane crash in September. After a month-long search was called off, she says that she is making this move. Her lawyer says this move is painful for Mrs. Fawcett, but the legal step is needed to begin to resolve Fawcett's estate. The 63-year-old Fawcett disappeared when his single-engine plane took off from the desert on September 3rd. Nearly 80 police officers in Paris have been injured as rampaging youths hurled firebombs and set cars on fire in Paris. It's the second night of riots. Police say they were shot at, too. A police union official says that they are actually facing genuine urban guerrillas. The rioting started after 2 teens were killed in a crash with a police car on Sunday. People say officers left the scene without helping the teens after their motorbike collided with a car. And Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy has sold the rights to his memoirs to the Hachette Book Group. The financial details are not being released, but loose lips in the publishing world say the deal is comparable to other political book deals. Hillary Clinton got $8 million for her book. British Prime Minister Tony Blair got $9 million. Senator Kennedy has the same agent as Clinton and Blair. I'm Matt Martinez. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Rachel, back to you. I'm so sorry about that newscast. I have to tell you, I rewrote it, and then I lost it. The computer ate my newscast, mm-hmm. So I had to go.
Now you feel my pain.
That's what they all say.
Now you feel my pain.
We're going to let you know. Matt scooted in here 9 seconds. Like, maybe.
I don't know. I think it was 3.
Maybe?
It was like 3 seconds. Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I take dancing breaks.
Thanks, Matt.
Bye.